All right, we'll continue with our media availabilities. We're joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll go ahead, open it right up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start right there in the middle. We'll go to Steven, then to Dustin.
Devin Kupka, 5 to Go Podcast. Kyle, what was it like winning the Brickyard 400 2 years ago, given that that was the year you ran the double with the 600 and the Indy 500, but the 600, rain came in, weren't able to complete that double. Was that, did it feel like a redemption for what happened in May that you won in July?
I remember it feeling, I don't know if like redemption's the right word. It just was like extra satisfying to have won, given, yeah, how the end of that month or the month of May went. And just the way the race played out, I remember in the Brickyard 400 was just, it just felt like, I don't know, there was another power that wanted me to win. Just the way that the strategy worked out and people running out of fuel and inheriting the front row, like it was just stuff that you can't really script, or if you do, it's going to sound fake. So it just seemed meant to be.
We'll go to Steven.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Kyle, the Hollywood Reporter had a story about how Paramount is going ahead with Days of Thunder 2. I know Hendrick Motorsports was very much involved in production of the first film. Do you know if Rick has had any conversations with Tom or Paramount or anyone involved in terms of what their involvement in this next movie is going to be? And just speaking in terms of Days of Thunder in general, how excited are you to finally see a sequel?
I have no clue on what conversations have been had about anything, but yeah, if there is a sequel, I mean, that's really exciting. I think all of us in here can say that Days of Thunder is one of the best, if not the greatest racing movie out there. So, to have another one, will be pretty awesome. And hopefully they can make a great story out of it and captivate, you know, how our sport is today, you know, compared to how it was back then.
Briscoe says that Christopher Bell has never seen Days of Thunder. Can you, your expression kind of says it all. Can you, when do we need to have an intervention about this?
I don't know, man. That's crazy. They had TVs in Oklahoma, I think. I don't know. Christopher, I don't know. He's an interesting fellow, and this makes him even more interesting. So that's wild.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we'll stay over here real quick. We'll go to Lee and then over here to Dustin.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Just your thoughts on Alex Bowman announcing his retirement.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, he's been an amazing teammate. Probably the best teammate you can ask for, you know. So I've really enjoyed my time with him. He's made us all better. Really enjoyed having him around, you know, in the debriefs and all that, because he brings a dry sense of humor that we all enjoy, I think, and he can drive the heck out of a race car. So he brings, like I said, a lot to the race team. So I'm happy that he's able to do it on his own terms. You know, I think he's had his injuries and stuff throughout his career that easily he could have just, you know, quit probably on the spot, but to now get to have a runway out is good. So I'm happy for him. He's got a lot going on in his life, you know, with building family and home and all the things. So it's good for him.
And what are the Larson family's plans for the off week?
I don't know. Not a whole lot. Just kind of laying low. So we've been going hard here this year, so we're just gonna relax. No racing.
We're going to come over here to Dustin, then to Zach, and then to Roy, and then to Jess.
Dustin Levino, Jayski. Kyle, what are some of the biggest challenges here at Indy?
Challenges here at Indy, I feel like it's a difficult place to pass. So with that, you know, your team is just even more important than I feel like it would be at any other track. You know, you got to have – everybody's got to be on the top of their game to have a shot to win. You got to have a fast car, which is all the things you need every weekend, but you have to have a fast car, good starts and restarts, pit stops, strategy, all of it has to come together here, you know, to have a good shot of winning. So, yeah, it's with that, you know, it's not the most fun track to drive on, but to me it's like a really fun race because it does take everybody. So I always enjoy this one. It's a crown jewel as well. So, yeah, it just means a lot. Like when you win, it just means more for the whole team, I think.
We'll go to Zach and then to Roy.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Kyle, I know the last 3 weeks haven't been good results-wise, but you look before that, it was four straight top fives. What do you feel like the state of the five team right now and the resilience of this group with Cliff Daniels at the helm?
Yeah, I wish we could have kept that streak kind of going, but yeah, I messed up at Chicago, and then, I don't know, where did we run the next week? Atlanta, then, yeah, I mean, I got caught up in a wreck off of four, and then went to the back and wrecked myself on the way back through, and then last week was just kind of not bad luck, but, you know, just messy situation on pit road that got us behind, and you had to fight from wherever we were, and I feel like we had, again, you know, fifth to seventh place speed, just didn't get to really show it. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of where we're at right now. I think we're a fourth to seventh place car, and just need to do our best to finish there, and if you continue to run in that window, you'll have some wins, hopefully, opportunity for wins pop up. But, yeah, I mean, we're always working hard to get better. And, I mean, working harder probably than ever to get better. So, yeah, hopefully it'll come together.
And then with Alex's departure, obviously comes an opening for the 48 car moving forward. What are some of the mental demands that come with driving for Hendrick Motorsports? Because obviously the standard is so high. What are some of the things that maybe you didn't know before you got to Hendrick Motorsports that you've learned since your time with the company?
I don't know. I mean, I never really, I don't know. I don't ever feel like there's pressure or expectation, really. I mean, it's just kind of, like when I came in 2021, they were fresh off of a championship. So, I don't know. That just gave me confidence that our cars were going to be fast. I didn't really feel any pressure from it or feel like I needed to go out there and have the season that we had or what, you know. But, no, I just enjoy being at a place where there's hundreds of people that are the best in the sport, and like even right now, you know, we're not where we want to be, but that's been fun because you get to see everybody's hard work and dedication really shine. So I think for whoever comes in, it's going to be just an added boost of confidence, I would imagine, you know, because you do know you have the resources that you need to go compete for wins and championships. So, yeah, in my opinion, I've only gotten to race at two NASCAR teams, but it's hard to beat Hendrick Motorsports in the, you know, the level that they perform at.
We'll go to Roy, then to Zion, then to Jess.
Yeah, I'll get two quick questions. First off, it's been over a year since you won, but do you feel like your team is so close that you guys, if you do get a win here pretty soon, that you'll probably reel off some more because it seems like you're getting a little closer?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, we've been inching closer and closer all year. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, a lot of times I just feel like our sport is so close that you can feel so far from winning and so far from being good, when in reality, I think you're much closer than you feel like. So, yeah, you never know. I mean, maybe if you get a win, maybe your car gets a little bit better and you get a win, you can go on a string. But, yeah, right now, like I said, we're kind of like that fourth to seventh place on speed. So we still have room to improve, but hopefully we're not too far away from doing that.
And real quick, on the Kissing the Bricks question, should that be an exclusive driver, team, owner type thing, Kissing the Bricks, or is that something that should be, do you guys even care that the fans do it or press, God forbid, or anybody else, or is that something you don't even think about at all?
Well, I mean, as a competitor, I mean, I don't, well, as speaking from the competitor side, like when I've come here as a fan and whatever, I would never kiss the bricks. even if I was to win an O'Reilly race, I wouldn't kiss the brick. So nothing against that series or anything. It's just, in my opinion, like, it's meant for Indy 500 and Brickyard 400. And then I would say, yeah, I mean, I don't care if media members or fans or whatever do on, I don't even know what a tour looks like, but yeah, I'm not kissing the bricks unless I win a NASCAR Cup Series race or an Indy 500.
Come down here to Zion and then to Jess.
Zion Brown, Indianapolis Star. Kyle, I know you're got sort of a relationship with Scott Dixon, and I was just curious, did you see his comments about the length of cup races, and what were your thoughts about that and him saying that they allow themselves to take a nap during?
Well, I'll start off by saying, yes, I agree that a lot of our cup races are too long. I just think the way that the world has kind of gone, you know, and how people consume sports, you know, I definitely think our races are too long. I think 3 hours is too long. So, yeah, but as far as a nap, I don't know. So it doesn't really bother me, but I agree with what he was saying.
We'll go to Jess, over to your left.
Jess Peters, Fox 59. Kyle, Iowa's up next with Hendrick looking for back-to-back wins there. With the strength of the team there, what's your comfort level going to the short oval?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really put too much thought into Iowa yet. We were extremely strong there the first year I went, and I messed up and crashed. I couldn't even tell you how we ran there last year. I don't have any idea how we did. But we weren't leading laps, probably. So, but, yeah, it's a fun track. Got a lot of dirt racing fans there, so I enjoy the event. And, yeah, hopefully we can hit our car balance and have a good weekend.
All right, Kyle. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.